You know, East West Industries, one of my favorite companies here on Long Island. We talk about it all the time. There's another company, folks, with over 5 decades of service, saving aircrew lives. Leaders of the aerospace community, we talk about East West all of the time, the vital work that they do for our men and women abroad. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They're president of the great company. Teresa Ferraro, a family-owned business, have been operating for 50-plus years. It's my pleasure to have her back in the LI News Radio family. Teresa Ferraro, and it's so great having you. How are you?
Good, good, Jay. And I know you say that we're one of your favorite companies, but you are my favorite morning news host, and I love to listen to you in the morning as I'm driving in. So thank you, and we are thrilled to be back here. Thank you for having me.
You and Brother Joe leading the charge. And by the way, it'd be remiss of me not even to bring up a member of the family lost a vital member and an individual who kind of began it all way back in time. So our condolences, Teresa, regarding your loss recently. It was just a couple of months ago, actually, within a couple of months.
Yeah.
We offer our condolences here.
Well, thank you. She was definitely the matriarch, and you know, it was very sad losing her. And but she was a tough woman. Started back in 1968 with my dad, and really was able to create the foundation, both Dom and Mary, of what a wonderful company we have established today, 53 years later. So it was a loss. She'll always be remembered. But she fought a great fight with breast cancer, but unfortunately, the ugly disease decided to take her, but just shy of 90. So she lived a beautiful life, saw a great company, great family, children, great grandchildren. So terrific. But thank you so much.
No problem there. Now, you know, I have had the honor and the pleasure of viewing headquarters there over at the Great East West in Ronkonkoma, folks. They're stone's throw from us on Vets Highway. And, you know, it's just amazing. Every time I've been given the tour of the place, into the new building and everything, it is just fascinating to see the technology and everything else. And you're involved on this every day. I mean, listen, Teresa is one of the busiest presidents of a company I've ever seen. And, you know, to think about the intricacies and everything else involved here regarding, you know, aerospace and everything else, safety. I mean, it is unbelievable. And that technology, Teresa, right, never stops, right? It never stops.
Never,
and you're always involved
stops,
in this stuff.
Never stops. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. But it's a pleasure. It's a joy. I love what we do. But I have to say, what makes us successful is the team of employees. You know, we're a well-oiled machine right here. Everyone has that true spirit of, you know, our products bring those men and women that are serving in our military home safely to their families. That's the most important. And we really focus on that in every single area of this company, which is critical. But most importantly, you know, we're also trying to keep jobs on Long Island, keep growing. Really, I think when we met years ago, we were about 50 employees. Today, we are 85 employees. So we've seen some great growth over the years with still more to come. So that's something that I really wanted to focus on, because the last few months that we haven't spoken, you know, COVID was tough for everybody, but we were deemed essential right from the beginning. And the Air Force, the Navy said, we need the equipment that you are manufacturing right here in Ronkonkoma. You need to be essential. So we were able to support that and committed to our customer, did not miss one delivery. But we also created over 15 hires during this time, which was remarkable, and 2 summer interns over the summer, with much more to come. So,
Teresa Ferraro, President, East West Industries. And also, East West had another big-time milestone a couple of weeks ago, right, when you received approval to begin the full-rate production of EOS survival kits. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's
those
correct.
Are enhanced emergency oxygen system kits. That was, from what I was reading, one of the biggest delivery contracts, in the history of your company, right? And you're
talking
about thousands and thousands of these kits, Teresa, right, over the next couple of years. Tell the folks exactly what that means.
Yes, so the enhanced emergency oxygen system, or as we call EEOS, As I say, we are supporting every F-18 and T-45 aircraft in the U.S. Navy. We started this program. We worked very carefully with the Navy in the early 80s, and we were providing all of those survival kits and oxygen systems for the last 30 years. But our air crew needed, our pilots, co-pilots needed extra oxygen as they were breathing. We're flying longer missions, harder missions, and instead of the 20 minutes of breathing supply that they have for an emergency system, it's not connected to their onboard system. This is strictly for emergency use. We were able to work closely with the customer to now develop almost 60 minutes of breathing oxygen for those air crew members. Incredible program. It definitely took probably well over 5 years in development, working closely with other team members, but we have just started our first production run, and we're actually retrofitting every F-18 and T-45 aircraft in the U.S. Navy, probably compressed in the next 3 to 4 years. So, great program, which is going to mean some increase of jobs here on Long Island as well, too, which is a perfect thing.
And listen, that is a fantastic thing. That's why, you know, the moniker fits as far as East-West folks, saving air crew lives. And that's what we're talking about here. Because, you know, for 5+ decades, that's what Teresa and the crew have done. You know, they have found ways and all the innovations and technology involved. Because it's all about keeping people safe. And, you know, in today's world, Teresa, that's what it is. When you're overseas, abroad and everything else, and, you know, we take it for granted here in the great country that we live in. But, you know, we have our, you know, listen, it's cliche and everything else, but it's so true. Because, you know, the very freedoms we have and everything else. And you look at some of this innovation going on here and technology. In keeping people alive and afloat, it is amazing. But, you know, sometimes we kind of take it for granted, but you kind of live and breathe it on a daily basis.
Absolutely, every day. You know, our product, when it leaves the door, every person knows that someone's life can depend on the product that they're touching, that East-West manufactures. We only have one chance to make sure that that product works efficiently 100% of the time. It can't be maybe the second time. So what I can say is, you know, most people aren't familiar with the aircraft, but I say, you know, every other year when the Blue Angels come here on Memorial Day and do a beautiful show down at Jones Beach, the pride that the employees have because the equipment that those Blue Angels, those are F-18 aircraft, what they're sitting on in their aircraft is manufactured right here in Ronkonkoma. It's a great tribute to not only the products that we do, but pride for the employees as they're with their spouse or children or grandchildren holding their hand on the beach, looking up saying, I manufacture something, I've done something that's on that aircraft. Great pride for the employees. So looking forward to increasing the team here. So our website has some great career opportunities. Programmer, systems engineers, things of that nature in the technical area that we're looking to fill those positions immediately. So if you know someone looking, tell them to go to our website.
Yeah, a great website too, folks. You'll learn. I say, you know, some of these websites are really amazing, but go to eastwestindustries.com. And it is a fascinating website, not only on the current stuff that those fine folks do, but it gives you a little bit of the family history, how it all got started and everything else with Teresa's mom and dad and Joe Spinoza, Teresa's brother, great guy as well, leading the charge. And I know, is there something happening in New Orleans in the next couple of days? What's going on down there now?
Yes,
Teresa?
So we are so happy that, you know, travel bans have been lifted and our trade shows are beginning, our meetings are beginning. You know, it's been a year and a half of not being able to meet with the customer at some of these trade shows. So really important that this is probably the opening gate for ABSCON, so down in New Orleans. So unfortunately, I won't be going, but the team, the business development team and the sales team will be attending there. Great opportunity to get back into the field and start shaking the hands. Our products will be displayed there at our booth. Just, we're excited. It's invigorating all over again now. So that's, we're looking forward to it.
Good stuff, and I'm looking forward to more conversations with you and Joe and the whole team there of the Great East West Industry. I can't thank you enough for giving us a couple. I know you're busy as could be, and for giving us a couple of minutes
time.
Here.
We'll always make time for you, Jay. It's always a pleasure, and look forward to speaking to you soon.
And by the way, congratulations, because somebody told me you became a grandmother again. Is it number three?
Number three little girl, and what we say is girl power here. We love it. So, yes, daughter and son-in-law had baby girl number three, and just everyone's doing great, so can't ask for anything more. So
awesome. Say hi to Joe. Thanks so much, Sal, also the whole team over there. Mike, send everybody my regards, and I'll see you guys soon. How's that?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jay.
You got it. Great having Teresa Ferraro, folks. What a job. What a job. East-West industry, I tell you. Great having them back in the fall, but they're such good people over there. One of my favorites, really.